Ruth Janey is our guest writer this month. She is, among many other talents and jobs, a graphic designer at A Vivid Life. This week, she rallies us to compassionately consider others as we fast approach the end of the year, a lonely time for far too many. Ruth writes, I would like to set the tone of this message by asking you to imagine yourself in the shoes of the following people and their paired situations. You are a missionary. Originally from Canada, but now in Zambia, you have given up snowy Christmas days for a steamy hot summer. The festive season seems so different, but the call to care for community must come first. You are a student. Your days have been long and hard working, having to sacrifice time with friends because of exams. You are looking forward to leaving Pretoria and returning home to Knysna to spend Christmas with your family. Alas, the flight tickets have tripled in price and you are now facing the reality of spending Christmas without your close family. You are a widow. 3 months ago, your husband suffered a massive heart attack. Your last child has just written matric and your middle daughter is graduating. You smile and go through the motions for the sake of the girls, but it's hard when you hear his favorite Christmas carol on the radio or see something he would have liked as a gift. It pained me to merely write out these scenarios as I positioned myself into each of them. It pains me further to know that some of these cases are not merely typed out on a screen, but are the very real lives of those we do not know. But here is the challenge. Maybe you think you do not know them, when in reality they are daughters, sons, sisters, brothers, mothers, and fathers of those you do know. Before I go on, let me state that this message is not purposed to bring a burden to your heart, but rather rejoicing. May it remind you to be a blessing to someone this festive season, not only by giving presents, but by offering your presence. Rick Warren, author and pastor, truthfully states that as Christians, we are called to belong, not just to believe. Romans 12:5 reinforces this statement as Paul writes, so we who are many are nevertheless just one body in Christ, and individually we are parts one of another, mutually dependent on each other. In my opinion, every human craves belonging. So how can we make them feel like they are welcome in our family of believers? So let's get practical. Be intentional in your conversation. So often we fall into the trap of keeping the conversation shallow instead of intentionally going deeper. As we are nearing Christmas and New Year's, be direct in asking those around you how and with whom they plan to spend their Christmas. If they could change anything about their plans, what would it be? And is there anything they are in need of? And let's be attentive to their needs. Now comes the skill of truly listening. As you are asking intentional questions, listen closely and be alert and attentive to the things mentioned that they are in need of or desire. How can you bridge the gap of their needs? Maybe bless them with a basket full of a variety of useful goodies or give them a voucher instead. That can be for food, clothes, or transport. Alternatively, give them with an envelope with money that can be contributed to petrol or a flight ticket. Maybe even purchase something as practical as 1 gigabyte of data for the month so that they can freely video call their family. And then there's the gift of being present. One of the best things you can do for someone is offer them your presence and your time. I often ponder on the impact that has been made in my life from occasions where busy people were able to put their schedules aside and offer me their undivided attention, whether that was through cell phone calls or arranging to meet at a coffee shop regularly. In this festive season, why not invite people into your home for a time of fellowship, offering a listening ear, a sacrifice of your time? You can even make the occasion fun by combining the evening with games and a meal. So much good conversation often happens over a meal. And then be of service. What better way to make someone feel a sense of belonging than to serve them? Jesus displayed this perfectly when he washed the feet of his disciples. John 13, 1-17 starts off by stating that having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Wow, what a beautiful heart posture Jesus had towards those around him. With the same spirit that lives in us, let us impact the lives around us by offering acts of service that will encourage or enable belonging. Some acts of service may look like cooking for someone, cleaning their home, offering them lifts, a continual sacrifice of time. We are not meant to live Lone Ranger lives. Instead, we are to belong to Christ's family and be members of his body. Let us be intentional, be attentive, be present, and be of service so that others can belong. Thank you so much, Ruth. How we enjoyed your contributions this month. Be blessed and may everybody have a sweet and memorable Christmas season.